Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Exiles in Love. The Exiles, Book 3, written by Hilary McKay and read by Marie Lawrence. Chapter 1. Ruth was the eldest of the Conroy girls. In a few weeks' time, she would be 15.
"I used to think that 15 would be nearly grown up," said her sister Naomi, "until you started being it."
Ruth knew exactly what she meant. She felt the same way herself, and she thought the strangest thing about being so old was the fact that it made no difference at all. She was no more self-confident, or organised, or magically in charge of her emotions than she had been in the past. Nothing had changed. She was the same muddle-headed person she had always been, forever swinging between happiness and despair, never doing the right thing at quite the right moment. Naomi, 18 months younger and 2 years behind her at school, had far more common sense. Naomi was brainy and a much more private person than Ruth. While Ruth either dreamed of miracles or expected the worst, Naomi took a more detached view of life. She and Ruth were very good allies. They understood each other. They read the same books, liked the same friends, detested the same enemies, and managed to share a bedroom and yet remain on speaking terms most of the time. They endured with courage their little sisters, Rachel and Phoebe.
"Although they really are insane," remarked Ruth gloomily.
"Don't be silly," said her mother,
although secretly thinking that Ruth had a point.
"Phoebe has been top of her class since the day she started school."
"That's got nothing to do with whether she's bonkers or not," observed Naomi.
"And Rachel's teacher says she's a good average," continued Mrs. Conroy, "and should be encouraged."
Rachel was 10. Her latest preoccupation was what they ate in books. She had dreams of munching her way through literature.
"After all, it's really quite an original approach to reading," said Mrs. Jones, Rachel's class teacher, at the annual parents' evening. "And it can't be easy for her, all those clever sisters, not to mention Phoebe coming up behind."
Mrs. Conroy sighed a little.
"Oh, I wish I had more ordinary daughters," she remarked. "I should never have taught them to read so early."
"Early reading is an absolutely splendid achievement," Mrs. Jones assured her. "Absolutely splendid. Dramatically broadens their horizons."
Mrs. Conroy went home and looked at her daughters. Their horizons seemed dramatically narrow. There was Ruth, dripping with tears over Little Women, which she must have read 100 times before. There was Naomi, droning aloud snatches of the poems of Houseman.
"I'm sure they're not suitable for a girl of 13, protested Mrs. Conroy.
13 and a half, said Naomi. "And school think they're suitable. We did the cherry hung with snow one in English literature before the teacher ran away with the French assistant. Listen."
And she read aloud with great enjoyment.
"Before this fire of sense decay, this smoke of thought blow clean away, and leave with ancient night alone the steadfast and enduring bone."